Okay. Today is Daf Tzadik. Tzadik. 90th Daf. Tzadik. Of Beseches Pesachim. Today's Daf is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskal, Leila Nishmas, Shalom Ben Tzvi, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow. Shalom Shav and Aliyah. Okay, so we were in the middle of a Gemara. Maybe we'll go back and read it for a minute. And I think, I know Mati just said that, I'm not smarter than the Tanoim and then Rav Ashi, who organized the Gemara in a certain way. But I think for us, we're in such a low madrega that it might make more sense if we read it out of order and we could understand it.
We're just in that one.
Right. So here we go. We'll go back to Tana Rabbana on the second wide line. Tana Rabbana. Hamamana achrav imo al pischov al chagigatso. I bought a carbon Pesach. It's sitting in my driveway. I'm waiting for Erev Pesach to come, and I'm going to bring it to Yerushalayim. You walk by, and you say, hey, can I participate in your Pesach? Here's $20. So someone else joins into a carbon Pesach. It's already Kodesh, because it's already bought. Hamoz shebiya dechulun. The money becomes chulun. Now, why does that happen? Okay? So before we get to that answer, the question, another statement. Hamocher olaso v'shalomov olaso v'lo kolom. If somebody sells someone else's shlamim or ola, that's not a sale. Why is it not a sale? Because it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the Beit HaMikdash. So if I sell, whether it's my shlamim or my ola or your, it doesn't make a difference who it belongs to, it's not a sale. Umos kol shehein yiplu l'nadava. And all the money that is sold, that the buyer paid, has to be used for nadava. Okay? Now that's a little bit of a contradiction, right? Shigmar right away says, "V'chim yachad the loss of lo klum, my yipul on the dava." So why do they go to the dava? Amar brava knas, it's a knas. We don't want buyers thinking they can get away with buying karbanos that belong to other people, so we knas them. You pay $20. Not only you don't get the $20 back, you don't get a carbon, you don't even get the $20 back. We put the $20 in the pushka and the Beis HaMikdash. Afagaf, umay kolshe, what does it mean, kolshehain? He said, umay was kolshehain. Afagaf, the lahavi shavi el arba. If you have le chamisha, I feel that he's there now, he can't serve bottom. It was only worth four. But you paid an extra five, you paid five, an extra one. Even the extra one you don't get back. That's how severe this knas is. Okay? Very good. Now, Amar Ula, v'tem Reb Oshia. Efshir, maybe, efshir. Yadi chavrin debavloi taima dahi milsa. Can somebody explain this to me? The first statement? Can someone explain that to me? Zeh hifrish tleh lepischo. Reuven sets aside a tleh for a Pesach. Zeh hifrish mos lepischo. Shimon comes along as $20 to be included in that Pesach. Heich hetish chal al hetish. How can hetish be chal on top of hetish? Tiktoni mos shibed al chulun. And the money becomes chulun. How'd that happen? Why? Yeah.
Why should the money go to Hekish? In order for it, everybody sets up. The reason why it's set up only for the Pesach is because you're supposed to set up a group. So you have one guy who's buying it for everybody else, no matter what.
Right.
20 people go to the store and buy one shot.
No,
well, here.
Right. The problem is here he bought it already. He did it already. So the Pesach is kutzim, right? The money lechora should be Hekish money. No. How did it become chulin? Then you want to say you. So you want to say it was podeh on the animal. The problem is, the animal is already kodesh.
Not on the animal.
When I say, you give me 20, I'm going to take $60.
It's not on the animal. That's
so,
why.
So we'll see how we answer it.
What's the difference? I mean, it's telling.
Now, let's say a man goes to visit a zona. And he pays her. The payment that he gives her is a carbon Pesach. Estanzona. He gives her a carbon Pesach. Says the Mishnah in Temura on Daf Lamed. The Mishnah in Temura on Daf Lamed says, right? The behemoth does not become usher as an Estanzona. Why on earth not? Right? So the Gemara says it's a Pasuk. The Gemara in Temura there says it's a Pasuk. And the Gemara asks, a Pasuk? It's obvious it doesn't become an etznan because you gave her something already kodesh, so you had no right to give it to her. You can't give your side, but it doesn't belong to you. Of course it's still a Pesach. Right? It's still a carbon. You can't go visit a zona, yeah. Not you. Somebody goes to visit a zona, and he pays her with a carbon. Already a carbon. Not with an animal from his flock. He gives her a carbon. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that's a good carbon. That's okay. She could bring that. Anyone could bring that. So the Gemara says, well, how do you know? It's a pasuk. We're going to see the pasuk in a minute. It's a mimi. It's from a pasuk. So the Gemara says, a pasuk? Of course it's a carbon. You can't give something to someone that doesn't belong to you. The carbon doesn't belong to you. You gave it to her? Okay, you gave it to her. Status didn't change. That's not payment for a zona. Right? It's not payment for a zona. It was already a carbon. So why do you need a pasuk? It's obvious. So the Gemara gives two answers. One answer the Gemara gives is that Rabbi Yossi HaGalili holds Mama Karbanos belong to a Baal. Kachem Kalim belong to a Baal. So really it is yours. Really it should be an ethnon payment. But there's a pasuk it's not. Because even though it belongs to you, it's not really yours. It's like a little like a partnership, you and the Beit HaMikdash. That's one answer. The second answer the Gemara gives is because we're talking about a Karban Pesach. And a Karban Pesach, When you have a carbon Pesach, you're not makdish all of it, because you're hoping someone else is going to chip in. So it doesn't really have full kedusha. So I would have thought that's not payment. You gave her something that's not fully kedusha. No, I need a pasuk to tell me it is full kedusha. Okay, those are the two answers. Okay? Those are the two answers. Now that we know those two answers, I think we're going to do the Gemara out of order. Let's go to the second wide line in the Gemara. The second wide line where it says, Maihi Derab Oshia. Maihi Derab Oshia. Because if you look at the top line, it says, Amar Abaya. Abaya. Now we have a question. The question was, how does the neighbor's money become chulin? Or the neighbor walked by, saw your animal, ooh, can I give you $20 and I'll be included? And you said, yeah, no problem. That money goes to Chulin. So we have, how's that possible? So Amar Abaya explained, to answer that question, said, "E lav de ok merboshia lahi b'mamona zonal pishchov rebihi, if not for the fact that Revoshia explained that Mishnah in Temura, that it's talking about a Pesach, and according to Rebbe, I would have said it's a B'yosei Glili. What's that all about? Now let's go out of order. Maihi de Revoshia. What did Revoshia say? Ditnan, there's a Mishnah in Tamur that says like this. Nas Allah mukdashin be'esnana. If you give a woman a esnan payment, you give her a carbon, it's already a carbon. Hare il mutarin. That's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because it's not a esnan payment. It's over carbon. You can't undo the carbon status. So you gave it to a woman, you can give it to a woman, you can give it to the president. Doesn't matter what you did with it. Nothing changed. So far, so good. Now, ofos techulin, ofos that are chulin, that are not karbanos, hare elu asur. That's obviously usur. Why? Because it's a pure esnan payment. She could take these birds and she could do one of them. She could put it in a cage and stare at it. She can donate it to the Beit HaMikdash. She can donate it. It's esnan payment. Right? Now, by the way, now we're going to go off on a tangent that has nothing to do with our Gemara. But Shaya Badinu, it's a Kavachomer. Ma imukdashim. If it's a kachim, Shahamum posel behem, where a mum passels. Not like an animal with a mum, it's not an ethnan umachir. It's not an ethnan payment, and it's not a machir payment. Why not? Because it's already a carbon. One second. Ma imukdashim. Shahamum posel behem. Ain ethnan umachir chal alehen. There's no esnan chal on them. Why not? Because they're already karbanos. So ofos, birds, she'ain mum posel behem. There is no mum by birds. There's no mum by birds. The only kind of mum is if it's missing like a limb. But it has some nick somewhere over here. It's not a mum. Ain odin, certainly, she'ain esnan amachir chalayim. It shouldn't apply to them. Shouldn't be esnan. Talmud lomar, l'chol neder, l'rabba says ofos. No, birds are different. Now, Kavachomer, now we can make the Kavachomer the reverse. Kavachomer l'mukdashin. Now we're going to make the Kavachomer backwards. Ma ofos, meata. Ma ofos. Yeah, birds. Sheina mum posel behen. There's no mum. ein esnan a mechir chalin. Yet there still could be an esnan payment on them. So mukdashin, so karbonos, shamum posel behen, where the mum does pasel, ein odin she esnan a mechir chalin. Shouldn't chal? Talmud lomar l'chol neder prat l'noder. It says a pasuk. It says kol neder. That means to exclude an animal already a carbon. It's already designated as a carbon. That's the prat. That's the limud. It's a pasuk that tells me that an animal that's a carbon cannot be an esnan payment. Okay. Elameata the kasev rachmana neder. Well. You tell me the Torah wrote the word neder. That means it's already a neder. That means it's already a carbon. Halav hachi. And if not for that reason, hava mina mukdashin chal Israel esnan alein. And if not for that miut, if not for that pasuk, what would I think? That the esnan payment is chal on the carbon? Would I think that? Va'ein adam osedav v'shein hashalah. You can't ask that. It doesn't belong to you. This animal doesn't belong to you. Who does it belong to? It belongs to Hashem. You can give it to her all you want. Amar of Oshia, so Rav Oshia, to answer this problem, said, "Bimimana zona al pischo." You gave her, right? You gave her, what'd you give her? You gave her a carbon Pesach payment. You gave her a carbon Pesach. The animal's a carbon Pesach.
You gave payment or carbon Pesach share?
No, you gave her an animal. That's a carbon Pesach. You gave her an animal. That's a carbon Pesach. B'memana zona al pischo. V'rebi hi. And it's the opinion of Rebbe. Right? That what does Rebbe hold? That when you have an animal, you don't necessarily, you're not makdish all of it. The whole thing is a fiction anyway. You have an animal. You can't have an animal. It's half kosher. But it means in your head, it's not fully Kodesh. Why? Because people could chip in with you and make it cheaper for you. Only Rebbe holds that, by the way. Right? If that's the case, I would have thought you're able to offer this. You're able to offer it. And it is a valid Esnan payment. Comes along the pasuk. No, it's not a valid Esnan payment. My Rebbe? What's this opinion of Rebbe? Vitanya, it says, im ya'at habayis miyos miseh. Right? If you have too few people in your house to eat a carbon Pesach, you don't have enough people. You don't have a big family, it's a few people, and there's way too much meat over here in this carbon Pesach. So what do you do? What does it mean? Hachayehu miseh. Meaning, I bought a seh, but I don't really need the seh. I don't need so much of it. I need 25% of it. I have a small family. The rest of it, you know what I'll do? I'll sell portions out to other people. I already have it. I'll sell portions out to other people, and I'll take the money, and I'll buy tchotchkes, I'll buy toys for the kids. Or I'll invest it. I'll do whatever I want. So, can I do that? So, Tanakama holds, Mechtei Achila, yeah, you can do that only to buy food. Velo Mechtei Mekach. You can't use that to invest. Rabbi Omer, no. Af mechtei mekach. You can even use it to invest. Why? Shim ein lo mamana achir imal pischo via shim ein lo. If you don't have enough money, in other words, you bought a carbon Pesach. Now you ran out of money. So mamana achir imo al pischo. Invite your neighbors into your carbon Pesach. They'll pay you via chagiga. So on your chagiga, umos shibiado chulin, and the money's chulin. That's the kicker. The money is chulin. Why is it chulin? Shal manas kenek disha yitrol es pischayim. That's the condition that people had in mind. That people had in mind when they invited other people to join in the carbon Pesach. Right?
Yeah. Makes sense.
It does make sense.
Otherwise, if I buy a carbon, everybody is, I'm out the money.
Right, exactly. So there are only very few carbonos that this can work with.
There's only one.
No, he says a chagiga, a Pesach, a chagiga. These kinds of things. I can do it with a chatos, obviously, right? But now we have basically what, the answer. That's why when we start off the daf and set. Now there's going to be a detailed machlokas what you can spend this extra money on. Rabba v'Rabbi Zera, chadam Rabbi Eitzim Utsliyaso. What about the wood to roast this? Can you spend the money on that? That's a detail of the Korban Pesach. That's part of the Korban Pesach. That's for sure. Keep ligi b'matzah umorah. What about matzah umorah? What about matzah umorah? Rabbanan savri ha'achila achritihi. The eating of a matzah and a maror is an unrelated thing to the Korban Pesach. That's a little bit hard to say, but he says it anyway. Rabbi Savar, no. Kivan dechshiru b'pesach hu, kugu b'pesach dami. Right? Part of the, it comes along with the Korban Pesach. V'chad amar, matzah umor, nami kuli amalo pligi. The other one says, no, nobody argues on matzah and maror. Matzah and maror, right? Matzah and maror is part of the Korban Pesach. Dichsiv, like it says, al matzos umarorim yochluhu. Right? Now, if you notice, you have a little letter there that tells you where this pasuk is, right? Where's the pasuk? In Bamidbar, Tes, Yud Aleph. What's that? That's the halachas of Pesach Sheni. Why the Gemara picks a pasuk for Pesach Sheni, I don't know. Also, that's the pasuk that's in your Haggadah when you do Korech. It's the pasuk from Pesach Sheni. Why? I don't know. Maybe we'll find an answer sometime.
Is there one resolution?
There is one. There is one. But I don't think it says umaror. It says matum. Yes, there is one. Anyway, the kivan de machshir in the Pesach nino ki Pesach dummy. It's part of the Pesach. It's all included. Ki pligi. What's the machlokas? Likach b'chalok. Can you buy a shirt? Likach lo talis. Can you buy a talis? Can you do that? Rabbanan savri meyos miseh amarachmana. Has to be related to the set. Rabbi Isavar, Hachia Atzmacha Miseh. No, you get the money from the set, and then you can go buy yourself a new talis. Okay? Now we can go back to the top of the page. Right? Now we can go back to the top of the page. And again, the question was, how does the money become chulin? That was the question, right? How does the money become chulin? Now the answer is obvious. It becomes chulin because when you buy a Korban Pesach, you don't infuse it with full kedusha because you're waiting for someone else to bail you out. That's the answer. That was one answer. The other answer was it goes like Rav Yosef Glili, who holds that anyway kachim kalam is not mamon kavoa, it's mamon bailam. If it's mamon bailam, it's not kodesh. So the whole question doesn't get off the ground. So Amar Abba,
that doesn't work though.
Why?
Because what happens if you have a Korban Pesach and you lose your Korban Pesach?
What do
you
do
the first
Korban Pesach? Right, so, or basically, but every kachim kalam like that. What about shlamim? Every kachim kalam like that.
So,
Amar Abaya, and Abaya says, "E lav leukma derb oshia lahi b'mamana zon al pischo v'rebihi." If not for the fact that Rav Oshia explained that Mishnah there in Tamura is Rav Oshia saying that it's a Rebbe, that you can use the money for whatever you want, because it's not infused with Kedusha. And that's how this $20 that your neighbor gave you is chulin. I would have said, have mukim the lebahi bekachim kalim. I would have said it's kachim kalim. Valiba de Yosek Lili. The Amar who said, kachim kalim, mamon bailam. Kachim kalim is mamon bailam. Right? Right? The Chacham Tzvi says that Rav Oshia was a Tana. So Abaye says, I'm not arguing against the Tana. I'm not going to argue Rav Oshia. If not for Rav Oshia, I would argue and say it's a real sick lily. But once Rav Oshia already said something, this is what the Chacham Tzvi says, Abaye says, I'm not going to argue with him. I'm not going to argue with him. I would have said otherwise. Why? Aval.
Yeah, he has to hold
with. What?
He has to hold
with. Who does he hold to hold? He has like a real sick lily.
Yeah.
Right. So Aval, but B'Pesach, the reason Abaya has an issue is because Abaya is going to be issuing now. He's going to be arguing and saying, I agree. I understand what Rebbe and Rav Oshia are saying regarding money. That regarding money, like our case. Our case was you walk by and you hand him $20. Then Abaya says, I agree that the money's cool, no question about it. The issue in Tamura was he gave the woman an animal. By an animal, also you say this thing? That the animal's left over? What kind of thing is that? The animal's left over Kedusha? That's a funny thing to say, says Abaye. I understand the guy gives money. Here's $20. Like we right away yesterday we even have to answer. Right? The money doesn't have any Kedusha. Abaye says, I hear that. The animal itself doesn't have kedusha. Who says that? Only Rebbe says that. That you can take the money that you already have on the animal, you can buy yourself a shirt. Now, that's the money. But you can walk into a zona and hand her a carbon Pesach, and that's not and that's not going to be. And we say it didn't infuse full kedusha. And I need a pasuk to tell me it's not an eston payment. Bias is on an animal. That's a very funny thing. I wouldn't have said that. Rabboshi said it, so I'm not going to argue with him. Right? That's what he says. The Amar kachim kalam avol the Pesach lo mashayir inish. You don't leave over kedusha on an animal. Is that even how do you even do that? Demos vada and mashayir inish. By money, I understand people leave over money. So when I give, when the money's given to me, my cheshbin was I'm not really. I paid $100 for this animal, but I knew that my neighbor's going to come and join in. So when he gives me the money, that's chulin. That I hear that. The meikara ki mafreshlei. When you originally buy the animal, adaite dahachi mafreshlei. That's your intention. Your intention, your neighbor's going to come by. He's always a schlepper. He's always late, but you know he's coming. So that makes sense. For Rebbe he mishum hachi mos shibed the chulin. That's why we hold that when the guy walks over and gives you the money, it's chulin. Skip the parentheses. Ubamos vada, he repeats himself. Ubamos vada mishayir inish. Because people leave over the money. The money aspect is left over. Vahi, and the Mishnah Tumura, the Kamukila of Osha Karebi, lo mukminale el ana Karebi. I don't want to agree to that. Why not? Because the Pesach, lo mishayir inish. How do people leave over the actual animal? How do you leave over Kedusha from an actual animal? That's what he gave the Zona. He gave her an animal. Right? Vaha, and over here, right, our brice over here, leki luk makira biosi. Nobody wanted a whole leki biosi. That what? That mamon bailim is that a carbon is mamon bailim. Therefore, you can give it to a woman. Why not? The hatani ba, because we said in the very next statement over there, the hamocher alasu shlama v'lo asa v'lo klum. Right? What did we say? That if you sell a shlamin, it's not a sale. According to biosi, why is it not a sale? It's a valid sale. Belongs to you. Why isn't it? Right? When we said that?
Yeah.
Even the overpaid, the overpayment also doesn't belong to you. So why not?
Right,
there
still should be something left.
The whole thing should belong to you. It should be a valid sale. Right. What do you mean you can't sell something that doesn't, it does belong to you? It does belong to you. He holds the Karbanos, Kutcher Kalam, is Mamon Bailam. So I can't, but the Bryson said you can't sell it. Obviously, it can't be Reb Yossi. The Hashtag, the Ukma, Derb Oshia, Lahi, the mana zone al pischo, for Rebbe he. Since we said, Roshia said that the way to explain that is not Rebbe Yosef Glili. Rather, it's Rebbe. And what? And even the animal itself, right? Shema mina, the sphere, I feel the pischo, Mashiach. You can even leave over the animal itself. Forget the money, even the animal itself. Okay? Now we did all this Gemara. Now let's go back. Back to the Ula Abaya. So now we see why I went out of order? Imagine doing that first. Not knowing that. Ula Abaya. Now, according to Abaya, we did the middle, went out of order today, to make it make sense. Ula Abaya. Now, according to Abaya, the Amar Hussein. Now we're like three or four lines before the mission on the bottom. Ula Abaya. And according to Abaya, the Amar who said, Ilav de Ukma Raboshia Lahi Manazon Al Pitcha of Rebihi. If not for the fact that Raboshia said that the way to explain that mission in Tamura is to say that it's Rebbe. I would have said it's Kachim Kalim and Rebbe Yosef Glili. I couldn't say that here because the statement was that if you make a sale, it's an invalid sale. And Rebbe Yosef Glili doesn't agree with that statement. Anyway, forget that question. Damar Kachim Kalim, Mamon Bailam Hu. Aval Pesach, Lamashai Inish. Hak Tani Behedya, but we said straight out a few minutes ago, Sha'al Manas Kain Hikdishu Yisrael Es Pischayen. That this is the condition that people donated, bought their Pesachs in mind that what? That when people buy into it, the money's chulin. According to Biosi, it's an extraneous statement. It's obvious. According to Biosi, what do they mean by that? No, Aim, what he meant was, Shamanaske Nikdisha Yitzhal Mos Pischayin. No, that's the condition people gave money, not the animal itself. Biosi really agreed the animal's chulin. When I buy an animal, now you want to partake, and you want to participate, and I say, okay, $25, please, and you give me the $25, even if you're old, that's cool. Why? That's the condition everybody has. Okay? Good? Everyone got it? Okay, good. Next. Okay, it's a long diagram. Hopefully, we finish this now. Here we go. Zav shara shtei re'ios. A zav sees two re'ios. How many days is this zav tamei? Right? Seven. Seven?
No, one.
What?
One. How many different days?
One, just until the night.
Even a zav, not a zava.
No, just two.
A zav.
No, zav also is three.
A zav also three, yeah. But it could even be in one day, which right. A woman can't. Okay, so zav shirasa shtei re'ios.
Seven days now.
Shochten alav b'shvi. One second.
Two last 7 days. Says here. Yes, the Rashi shiva.
So for some reason he's talking for 7 days, and I'm not sure why. Anyway, the seventh day is Erev Pesach. Okay, fine. So it's 7 days. The carbon.
I'm sorry.
The carbon. There's no carbon here. Some are 7 days. Fine. Zav Shira. Zav Shira Sashteri. His two is 7 days. Shochten alav b'shvi. The seventh day is Erev Pesach. So right now he's not tar, but he'll be tar by the Seder. So can we shach for him? Says Zanakami, yes. Rosh Shalosh. What if he saw 3 days or three Rios? Now he has to bring a carbon also. So shochten alav b'shmini shalom.
Why are we going so complicated? Why don't you say tibayom?
What? We're going to get to that. Shochten alav b'shmini shalom. Now, if the eighth day is Erev Pesach, we can shacht for him. If the seventh day is Erev Pesach, we can't. Why? Because he has to be on a carbon on day eight. Only if day number eight is Erev Pesach, we can bring a carbon for him. Carbon Pesach for him. And Rashi points out, even if he didn't bring his kapara, because we learned already that you can bring the kapara carbon after the Talmud Shalbein Arbayim, just like a carbon Pesach is brought after Talmud Shalbein Arbayim. Okay? Good. Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, Anida, a Shomeris Yom, she's only Tamei one day. So Shochtin Alav B'Sheni Shalah. If the day that she's watching, the clean day, is Erev Pesach, all good. Rasa Shnei Yomim, she saw 2 days, she still only has to keep one clean day. If that clean day is Erev Pesach, also good. Shochtin Aleha B'Shlishi, also good. Ve'azava, but if she's a full Zava Gedola, which means she has to be in a carpet also, then shochten alav b'shmini. So the only way she can be included in the carbon Pesach is if the eighth day is Erev Pesach, which is the day she's going to bring a carbon. Okay? Simple Mishnah, not simple Gemara. That was a simple Mishnah. Amar Rav Huda Rav, shochten v'zorkin al tful yom. We will shecht and sprinkle for a tful yom. A tful yom, right? Meaning a guy who's waiting for nightfall. Umichus HaKippurim. And for somebody who has to bring a carbon, those are two separate people, right? The ain shochtin v'zarkin al tamei sheretz, but not for a guy who's tamei sheretz. Why not? What's the difference with a guy who's tamei sheretz? By the way, a guy who's tamei sheretz, what does he have to do to be able to partake of a carbon pesach? He's got to do one thing: go to the mikvah. What's a tful yom have to do? Nothing.
Tamei Sheretz?
Yes, but he also has to do something. He has to go to the mikvah. A tvul yom already went to the mikvah. So all he has to do is wait for nightfall. And the Gemara is it's obvious. Nightfall happens on its own. You don't have to do anything. So when you don't have to do anything, we're much more makel. So a guy who touches Sheretz, we're not going to include him. Why? The Gemara is going to say maybe he won't go to the mikvah. A guy already went to the mikvah, just waiting for nightfall. That's going to happen on its own. Now, what about a mechusa kippurim? How come we said that a mechusa kippurim you couldn't include? So the Gemara is going to say, because once you give the money to the carbon, it's the vade that's going to happen. The vade is going to bring the carbon for you. So you're safe. It's like the sun setting. It's going to happen. Ula amar, no. Af shochatin v'zarkin al tamei sheretz. No, we do it for tamei sheretz. Now, L'Rav, Maishna Tvul Yom, why is it Tvul Yom okay? D'chazi L'Urta, because at night he'll be okay. So Tamei Sheretz not D'chazi L'Urta. Tamei Sheretz also will be good at night. The answer is, Mechusar Tvila, he didn't go to the mikveh yet.
So what?
Maybe he's not going to go.
Why?
One, we'll see. We'll see why. So Tzvul Yomami Mechusa Harav Shemesh, but Tzvul is also lacking Harav Shemesh. So the Gemara answers, no, Shim Shim Amela Arva. The sun's going to set for sure. Mechusa Kippurim Nami HaMechusa Kapara, but a Mechusa Kippurim also is lacking a Kapara, right? So the Gemara answers, no, Shekino Biyado. He already gave the money for the birds to become tahar. He already paid, right? So Tomei Sharet Nami Hari Mikvah Lafanov. The Tomei Sharet can go to the mikvah. Go to the mikvah. Every shul has a mikvah. The answer is no. Dilma Pasha. Maybe he won't go to the mikvah. Maybe he won't go. Maybe he'll be poshe. He won't go. That's Tosfos on top. Afagaf the Mechusiki Purim Nami Tzarech Tvila. A Mechusiki Purim also has to go to the mikvah. Kiditnan Perek Chomer Bekodesh. Ha'onein u'mechusiki purim tzvichim tvil l'kodesh. So they also have to go. Ein el midrabanan k'demuchas. That's only derabanan tvila. V'od also dahi tvila lo boy harav shemesh. That tvila you don't have to wait for nightfall. So therefore lo shayach dilma pasha. What are you going to wait? There's no reason to wait. Okay. Ihachi. If that's the case that we're worried about now of delay. So Mechusiki Purim Nami Dilma Pasha. Maybe he'll also delay them. He's got to bring his kabbalah. He'll also sit around and do nothing on that day. No. Kigon Demasrin Hula Bezdin. The answer is because he already gave the money to the Bezdin. It means Kahanim. It means the Beis HaMikdash. Ukidrav Shmaya, the Amar Chazaka, Ein Bezdin Shal Kahanim, Omdim Misham, Achiochus Maos Bishofros. The day will not set, even though it's Erev Pesach, and they have a million other things to do. And now some guy put in $2 because he needs to bring the bird. It's going to happen. You can take it to the bank, it will happen. So that's like the sun setting. It's going to happen. Going to the mikvah, that's up to you. And you might not go. Okay? Ula Rav. But according to Rav, Ula Rav.
Why is somebody put the money in? How do you know he committed the money already? How do you know he did?
That has to be the case. Because if you didn't commit the money, then you might delay. Exactly. Ula Rav. Midaraisa michzi chazi. Now, according to Rav. Now we're going to say like this. Mido Raisa, this is a valid, this Tomei Sheretz would be eligible to eat the Karban Pesach. Mido Rabbanon, it's a Gzera, maybe he won't go to the mikvah. Right, that's what we just said. Mido Raisa, Michzi Chazi. Rabbanon, who the Gazri Bey? It's a Gzera to Rabbanon. Maybe he won't go to the mikvah, we're not going to include him. So Alama Amar Rav, now how come a few days ago you had a Gemara like this? If half of Klai Yisrael's tummy and half is Tahar, it's exactly 50-50. Now, what do? Do you make a Karban Pesach? Is it Pesach Sheni? Right, we said it's 50-50. What do? So Rav said, I have an idea. Make somebody tummy Sheretz. That's what Rav said. Same Rav. Now, if a tummy Sheretz is mid to Araisa good, what did that accomplish? What did that accomplish? It didn't accomplish anything. Ularav midaraisa mikzechazi. For Rabbanan who de Gazri bay, Alama Amar Rav, why did Rav say, Matamanechad mehem Sheretz? Go make one of them with Tom with the Sheretz. What did that accomplish? He's still good. Didn't accomplish anything. Right? Look at Rashi, Amar Rav. Beketzan Tolan. Ho Yisrael mechza tahor and mechza temeyin. Matamane beechad mehem Sheretz. Lachwi arov tzivur latuma. That'll put them over the line to be Tomei. 1 second. How did that tip the scale? The Hainu Tommy Sharitz Chazi Limitva. Go to the mikvah, be okay. That didn't do anything. That didn't help at all. What kind of answer was that? El, it must be Larav Midaraisa Nami Lo Chazi. No. Not that it's a Darabon and a Gzir, maybe he won't go to the mikvah. Nothing to do with that. Midaraisa is ineligible. Why? The Chziv, it says, Ish Kiyiya Tommy Lenefesh. Milo Waskinen. Aren't we talking about Shechal Shvi'i Shalo Lios Be'erev Pesach? His seventh day is Erev Pesach. Dahainu Tumas Sheretz, which is the same thing as the Tumas Sheretz. V'amar Rachmana, and the Torah said, Nidchi. Push it off. Such a thing as a Pesach Sheni. Right? V'chi Tema Mimai Dahachi. How do you know that that's the case? How do you know that? Why do you have to say that a guy was Tomei, meaning it was his seventh day? The answer is, Savala Krib Yitzcha, the Omar, when those people went over to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, by the way, we can't bring a Karban Pesach, who were those people? Whoever they were, Tomei meis mitzvah hayu. It was tomei meis mitzvah. Shechal shvi shalahen liyos erev Pesach. And their seventh day was erev Pesach. Shenemar v'yalachu lasos haPesach bayom hahu. Bayom hahu de'en yachal lasos. Avol lemachal yachal lasos. V'marachmana litchal nidchi. And the Torah said, push it off. So what do you see from here? That someone on their seventh day, right? Even though he can be eligible that night, is ineligible. Asks Tosfos a bomb question. Look at the Tosfos of Shechal Shvi Shalom. At the end of that Tosfos, V'im Tomar. So why on earth did Moshe tell them to make a Pesach Sheni? V'im Tomar. Lama Amar Lahem Lidchos LePesach. It was the seventh day. Right? Yitbalu Bo Bayom. Let them go to the mikvah. V'yishchatu Alehem. And then they'll be good. Didn't we start off saying nobody argues on that? The only argument now on a Tumah Sheret. But if you're a Tumah, if you're a Tumah Mace, and Erev Pesach is your seventh day, then it's all good. Why did Moshe tell them you have to wait a month? Why? Doesn't make any sense. Tosfos gives the question so much better than the answer.
That's only the one random case that you have that it happens to fall out the seventh day on Erev Pesach, where you can go in the morning, go to the mikvah, and wait till nightfall.
But that's exactly what these people were.
No, because...
Fine, what does the next person
do? No, when they came to Moshe, there was no Pesach Sheni yet.
Exactly. Well,
that's right. When Pesach Sheni was...
Right, but why couldn't Moshe tell them, run to the mikvah right now? Run to the mikvah right now.
That doesn't help me in 100 years.
So Tosfos sort of gives that answer. So V'yesh Lomar...
That's not a bad answer.
Listen, V'yesh Lomar, the Shema, maybe, Kain Asu. They already did it. They already shechted the carbon Pesach. Ubishiva ubishah sheshalu, and when they asked, lo tavlu adayim, they hadn't gone to the mikveh yet. Va'amalahu and Moshe amalu Moshe im lo tivalti hayom. If you don't go to the mikveh today, tidchu lo Pesach sheni, and you're gonna have to go Pesach sheni.
That's a worse answer.
You hear what Tosfos answered? Had they gone to the mikveh, it would have been taka good. But they asked him like this, and Moshe answered like this. That's Tosfos' answer.
If you don't go to the mikveh, yeah, which means that if they would have been...
So the Ravid answer is what I said. They already did everything. Now they came to Moshe and said, nope, is it good? So Moshe said, no, it's not good. You did the shechita before you went to the mikveh. It's not good.
Follow that logic, they should have just went to the mikveh afterwards.
They didn't realize.
They didn't realize. You burned the carbon pesach.
Right.
Big deal.
Okay, right. Right.
Ein Echanami.
They could have done it.
I'm just giving an answer. It's helpful for us 100 years later. Right. He didn't have an answer for it.
Right. There's a difficult Rambam here. The Rambam says, okay, I'm not going into that. Okay, next. Oh my goodness. Tanan, like this. What did our Mishnah say? Zav Sharaza Shtei Re'iyos Shokhtin Olav B'Shvi My Lav Delo Tavel. Doesn't it mean that he didn't go to the mikvah? Ushma mina shochtin v'zarkin al tameh sheretz. And it would be okay for a sheretz? Right? Tikmah says lo, the tavel. Now here everyone, he went to the mikvah. So eat the tavel, my kamashmalon. What's the chiddush in that? Obviously it's okay. Now ha kamashmalon, the aflag after mechusar harav shemesh. Even though he has to wait for nightfall. Kamashmalon, the shimshim me'el of arva. That the sun's going to set it on its own, and it's all good. Hachina and Mestarba, it actually makes a lot of sense. Why? Miditani Seifa, Ra Shalosh Re'eos. What would say? That if it was three Re'eos, what's the story? The eighth day has to be carbon Pesach. Erev Pesach. Has to be on the eighth day. Why? He has to bring a carbon. Shachna la b'shmini. Now, Iyam b'shalom azov shrosh day Re'eos, Shachna la b'shvi, the Tavil Itzrach. If you're telling me that on the seventh day he already went to the mikvah, that makes a lot of sense. Why? Because if not, Sogat at the Chemina, I would have thought, Rosh Dei Re'eos, if he only had two Re'eos, Bishvi, Hudalo Mechusar Maitha, or he's not lacking a Maitha, Avol Rosh Shalosh, but if he saw three, Bishmini, the Mechusar Maitha, or he's lacking a Maitha, what's the Maitha? Mechusar Kapara, Lo, then it would not be okay. Kamash Malon, Daf Agat the Mechusar Kapara, even though he's Mechusar Kapara, Shokhtin Vizarkin Aleha, we're still going to be Shoken and Zorik. Ella, but, E Amrit Rosh Tei Re'eos B'Shvi. If he had two Re'eos, Delo Tavil, and he didn't go to the mikvah, so Rosh Shalosh B'Shmini Lamali. Why don't we need that case? Hashta, yes, Omer, Rosh Darius Bishvi, the Lo Tavil, the Tami Ma'al Yahu. It's a worse Tumah. Why is it a worse Tumah? Because he's a worse boat. Why is he a worse boat? Because he's a Tvul Yom. A Tvul Yom is worse than a Mechus HaKippur. Right? And we still shacht it for him. So Rosh Shalosh Bishmini, the Tavilei Bishvi. He already went to the Nikvah on the seventh day. The Kalisha Tumah. It's a weaker Tumah. Why is it weaker? All he is Mechus HaKippur. That's considered weaker. Lo kol shkei d'shachdina v'zmin alei, so for sure. Ella rather, lav, shmamina, it's a raya from here, rosh deir is b'shvi, d'shachdina aleha, d'tavil, he must have gone to the mikvah. It must be.
Why can't you shachdina on the seventh day?
What?
Why can't you shachdina on the seventh day?
Not if he's mechus HaKippurim.
Why?
Because he's still lacking something.
But even the next day is lacking
something. Oh, no, because the next day is already Pesach. He's not letting cuts him because he's Mechus HaKippur. Yeah. And then we said he can even bring it afterwards, it's okay too. So Gemara says, lo. La'olameimalach de lo tavil. Maybe he didn't go to the mikvah. What's the chiddush in that? The instra. Then in the seventh day, it's up to you. Why is it up to you? Because you have to get off your couch and go to the mikvah. Adu b'shmini de'en b'yadol ha'akriv karbon. But it's not up to you. Eim apashi be kahanin. Maybe the kahanin won't do it. Kamash Malan, the Rab Kirav to Shemaya. What? The Kahanim always do it. You can take it to the bank. Okay, so we didn't have a right either way. Let's try another minute. Hazava Shochtin. Tony Tama Kamedra of Adbar Ava. Hazava Shochtin Aleh Bishvini Shalah. The Zava, you can check for her on her seventh day. Amale, Zava Bishvi Shalah. Michazi? Is she eligible? Afil Lamandama Shochtin Vizaka Tame Sharet. Even if you want to say you could do it for Tommy Sharitz, Hachanami Tara Sharitz the Chazi Leurta. That's because at night the guy's okay. Ha, but over here Ad Lamachar the Ma'asei Kafara Lo Chazi. She's not good until the eighth day. Ella Bishmini. They want to tell me we meant the eighth day. So pshit, isn't that obvious? Some other time I would have thought Kivin the Mechusa Kapara Lo. Since she's lacking the Kapara, we can't bring it. Kamash Malan Kidra of Shemaya. So Kamash Malan, like Rav Shemaya, that once you give the thing to the carbon, you can take it to the bank. Ravina Amar Nida Tana Kamei Lurta Nida. But Nida Shochter La B'Shvi. Amid is good on the seventh day. Amale Nida B'Shvi Michal. Is that good? I feel the man Damar Shochter Nevedar Kal Tamei Sharet Zechazil Orta Nida Orta B'Shvi Hu the Tavla. She has to go to the mikvah. And Shmini the of the Erev Shemesh Shal Chazia. It's not going to be good till she goes to the mikvah till the next day. El Eim B'Shvi. No, it was the eighth day. So Pshita, that's obvious. Same answer. Hashtu ma zava, the mechasa kapara, shach the vizarkan aleha. So one second. For a need, for a zava, who requires a carbon, will do it. Nida, the lo mechasa kapara, talk lamam, but the shach the vizarkan aleha. I need a chiddush for that. Nida doesn't bring a carbon. No, need itzachale, hakamashvon, the bishwini in shvi lo. The eighth day, yes, the seventh day, not. Why? Kitatanya. Kal chayvi tvilos, tvilos, and beyond. Everyone who has to go to the mikvah can go during the day. And then wait. Except for who? A nida, vinyoledes. Tfilas and Belaila. They have to go at night. Titania, Yachal Te Tovelas Bibod Yom, Tavalova, Shivas Yom, Te Nidasa. Te Nidasa called Shiva. It has to be 7 full days. So what's she going to do? You're going to make the carbon Pesach for her, Erev Pesach. So then, before the Seder starts, she's going to go to the mikvah. That's all okay.
And also, Thomas Sharit decided to go at night.
No. You have to wait till night.
Wait till night.
She has to go at night. Right, the Yoledes is actually the, and the Yoledes is a hakish to Nida.
She
can go after the seventh day that night.
They go at night.
It's the eighth day, but that's the Seder night. You could do it for her in the afternoon. She has to go to the mikvah right when the Seder, right, and then she can come back and eat the carbon pesach. That's all okay. That's why Nida's different than Zava. That's a quirk that Zava doesn't have. That's a little quirk that Zava doesn't have. That's why Nida was mentioned as well. All right, we finished. Everybody have a very good day.
Oh yeah. Well, come on the afternoon.